Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to get started with love. We'll find a way.
You know where you go. but the truth will always be in your soul.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I'm super excited this morning because I'm going to talk about something I always love. I know I said I love everything, right? No, I love love, and I'll talk about love. But I also love to talk about the angels. Yes, and we're going to talk about how to write to someone's angels, how to write to your own angels, how to write to the angel situation. And this is another manifesting tool, another healing tool, another guiding and directing tool. And I'm always excited to bring tools to the line. And I love to hear when people are blessed and manifest in their own lives by these same tools. Thank you for tuning in to the love journey. Of all the places you could be, you chose to be here. I appreciate you. And so I want to, you know what? I feel like another song. It's not going to be long. But, you know, sometimes I wake up and I be having songs on my mind. And I had that song, Love Will Find a Way, Lionel Richie. And the line that said, your truth will always, your soul will always know the truth. And that just stayed in my mind. The truth lives in our soul, family. And so I just want God to rain on us. And that's what I want to happen this morning as I prepare us this morning to eat from the spiritual food of the Most High. This is Joshua Rogers. Rain on us.
La let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts. We need you to surround us in this place. Bring new life within us. Send a refreshing, Lord. Saturate our hearts.
All right, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode. That was Joshua Rogers right here on the Love Journey. Rain on us. All right, we're going to get ready to move into the presence, inviting the stillness into this right now moment, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence, and on this line, we recognize it to be God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so as we move into that still small space in our consciousness, the space where only God is, and as we recognize the power, the presence, the one that is the one. Holy Spirit, come. Come into this right now moment and heal any emotions that no longer serve a higher purpose. Heal any behavior, any pattern, anything that keeps us in that same over and over and over again pattern, God, I ask you to remove it right now, God. As we center our mind, centering our thoughts, becoming intentional about the breath, because there's power in the breath, family, and I know sometimes I forget to breathe. And so as we take in a deep breath this morning, giving thanks for the breath. Breathing in through the nose, holding to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, releasing the breath, and remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm, deep into the heart, because the heart has wisdom. And together, family, be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And again, be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And we please thank God for all the testimonies of people who have begin to shift their money consciousness. We give thanks because there is no separation in spirit. When you are blessed, I am blessed. When I am blessed, you are blessed. And we are blessed to recognize money in all forms, which is another form of love. Money is energy. Money is energy. And we have the power to create. And so in this right now moment, as you bring your consciousness into the knowing that you are money, and money comes from the inside out. And so in this right now moment, I want you to just give thanks for your known and unknown blessings. I want you to give thanks for what you are receiving, and knowingly and unknowingly. And I want you to remember that you bank at the bank of the universal bounty of all that is God's. Because in the word it says, all that is mine is thine. All that is mine is thine. And so I just want you to immerse yourself in the abundance and the prosperity of all that is God. Let's hear Reverend Knight.
Let's get rid of all the money hang-ups. I tell you how I want you to do this. I want you to get relaxed. Take about three good long breaths and stretch your feet out if you can. Now I want you to place your hands in an upward position on your lap. Just let them rest in an upward position. Somewhat slightly cupped. You see, like my cup runneth over. And just repeat this with me. Right here and right now.
Right here.
I open my mind to all of the goodness of life. I deserve it all. God wants me to have all of the goodness of life. It is God's pleasure to give me all of the goodness of life.
It is God's pleasure to give me
all of the riches of life. Health, happiness, love. Success, prosperity, and money. I totally open my mind to the flow. With no reservations. I opened my mind to money. The being, doing, having power of the mind. The being, doing, having power of God in me. This is real money. This is the money that becomes every form of money.
This is the money that becomes every form
that I need and want.
That I need and want.
And now we're going to go into a visualization for a moment, so I just want you to close your two outer eyes. Tilt your chin slightly upward. And look through the third eye, the eye of God in you. And repeat this visualization prayer treatment with me. I now enter into the theater of my mind.
I now enter into the theater of my mind.
And I see myself.
And I see myself.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as a healthy person. I see myself as a happy person.
I see myself as a,
I see myself as a loving person.
I see myself as a,
I see myself as a beloved person.
I see myself as a beloved person.
I see myself as a successful, prosperous person.
I see myself as a successful, prosperous.
I see and feel myself as a person who has a lot of money.
I see and feel myself as a person who has lots of money.
I see that I have all of the money that I need for every good cause. I see myself with stocks and bonds.
I see myself with stocks.
Certificates of deposit.
Certificates
a big investment portfolio.
A big,
I see myself having money making money.
I see myself having
money making money.
Money
making
money.
Money. It feels wonderful. It feels good. I see and feel myself enjoying the goodness of money.
I see and feel myself enjoying.
Thank you, God in me.
Thank you
for money and all of the goodness of life. Now open your eyes slowly. Come back. And in closing, I say health, happiness, love, success, and prosperity, and a whole lot of money go with you. Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. For all that is yours, God. Thank you.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And as we keep our consciousness in the understanding that we are one with all there is, as we recite our money blessing together by Harry L. Reeve from Unity Church, blessing all that is and all that will ever be. And as we move our consciousness into understanding that there's more than enough, give us this day, Holy Spirit, our daily bread, more than enough daily bread, enough to spare and to share. Thank you, God. And as we send forth this blessing, reciting this beautiful prayer that was given to us to remind us that money is just a symbol of love. Thank you, Mother, Father, God, for this money symbol, this symbol of your love and bounty, silver, gold, and paper too. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for plenty as you bless the contents of our money substance in every form, God, which with wisdom we disperse in this right now moment. Let us be a steward so true, sharing good as you do. Bless this substance by your word of spoken thanks forever heard. We bless it now for its use, gladly share without abuse. Lord, I thank you for this money symbol of your love and your bounty. Father, Mother, God, we know divine love blesses everything that it touches. And so right now we ask you to touch our financial substance with divine love. Keep it abundantly filled as we give thanks to be able to give and to receive. We give thanks for the opportunity to share your abundance with those that you divinely inspire us to give. And we give thanks to those who are divinely inspired to give to us as we receive with such great love, knowing that it's your love that's being shared in that right now moment. God, we give thanks for the contents of our money substance in every area and in all forms. And we know it is blessed, God. As we express wisdom, love, and great judgment in handling our financial resources and all to whom we give, we also express wisdom, love, and great judgment. And for this, we give thanks, Holy Spirit, to experience your money substance as more than enough. We open our souls, our mind, and our bodies to receive all of your goodness in this right now moment. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for growth. Thank you for expanding our territory right now, God. And thank you for showing us love in every area of our life. Thank you for giving the angels command over us. Thank you for giving us command over the angels. Yes, God. Thank you. Together, God is the source of our unlimited supply. No, let's make it personal. God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. Let's do it again. God is the source of my unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. I love it. The idea that everywhere you go and everything you touch prospers you. The idea that you are always having the opportunity to create more than enough. More than enough. I want you to manifest on that. Manifest on that. I want you to marinate on that. Oh, I love myself, even in my sometimes funny little shortness, huh? All right, family, here. This is money coming to us right now.
Money is coming to me easily and effortlessly. to me easily and effortlessly. Money is coming to me.
Money is coming to me easy and effortless. Money is coming to me. Good morning, family. Woo, welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janie and Ingram. Yes, that's me. All right, we're going to get started. But I just got one more thing I want to share. You know, sometimes I be having so many
talk
things
to you about
I want
anxiety,
to share,
like
family.
Those of you who are.
And, you know, I want to share the 91st Psalms. And I love how Tyler Perry recited. I just woke up with that on my mind. And let me tell you, the 91st Psalms has kept me in times when I didn't know how and didn't know what I was going to do. When I was in fearful situations, I would recite the 91st Psalm. And so I just want you to know this is another avenue. And so if you ever think about memorizing a psalm, this, the Lord's Prayer, and the Lord is my shepherd are my three go-to.
Worship you only you can. You've got to climb and maintain, and you've got to read the word. You've got to get into some of those psalms where you really understand that God is on your side. Psalms 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of the pestilence. 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not come near me. Yes, sir. Only with mine eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked, because I have made the Lord, which is the Most High, my habitation. Therefore, no evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. For he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all of my ways. They will bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. I will tread on the lion, the adder, and the young lion, and the dragon shall I trample under my feet. You've got to get the word inside it. You've got to believe that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You've got to believe it. You've got to believe it. You've got to climb and maintain. You've got to climb and maintain.
Yes, God. You got to climb. You got to maintain, family. And so, as you move and have your being, I want you to remember that nothing, no matter what it looks like, nothing, no matter what it looks like, shall harm or come near you, because God has given charge of the angels over you. Know you are always loved, even when it looks a little bleak. Somebody needed to hear that this morning. Somebody needed to know and be reminded that you are love. You are love. You are love. And I want you to marinate on that thought right now, that nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. So today we're going to get in. Let me see. Ooh, I mean, it's only 20 minutes to 7, so I'm going to go ahead and get started, because I'm super excited. I'm always loving the angels. You know, this is one of my special loves, and that's the angels. Sometimes when I'm out, like yesterday, I just laid in the grass, and y'all laid in the grass on Michigan Avenue in the sun, just laid there and just laid in the earth to thank God for the opportunity for another day. To thank God for all that God has given us to manifest, to live, to know, and to guide us. I remember I used to go places thinking, okay, I need to get this information. Now I go places and I say, God, just give me what I need to do your will in this lifetime. And I'm so grateful. And so I was led to, I call this the special method of love. because angel writing has saved and blessed my marriage. Angel writing has saved and blessed my children. Angel writing has blessed my being, my soul, in every area of my life. I remember one day I had bought Diamond her first car. She was 16. And it was cute little, I think it was a 1989 BMW. It was an M3. It was cute. It was red. It was two-door. It was so cute. And it had these low-profile tires on it. It was just the cutest little car, especially for a first car, 16. And so I had put it in the shop. And I can't remember because it's been so long, but something was going on. Oh, he had told me he was going to charge me one price. And then he called, when it was time to pick up the car, he called me and they left a message that it was X amount of dollars. I was like, that is not what we agreed upon. And so I called him and he was screaming and hollering in the phone. And so I just stopped and God said, God told me for 7 days to write to his angels. And then on the seventh day that I wrote on the angels that morning, I think I was on the prayer line. I got off the prayer line, Spirit said, now go to the shop early while nobody's there and go give him the amount that you all agreed on and pick up the car. I went and gave him the amount that we agreed on because the amount that we agreed and the amount that he later said was a big difference. And so I just went in there with the amount that we originally agreed on. He took the money, gave me the keys, smiling, happy, like nothing had never happened. And I could go on and on and on with the testimonies of my angel writing. But I tell you, this has been another tool in my toolbox that has been such a blessing. And I call it a special method of love. One of the basic teachings of truth that all environments, circumstances, and conditions that we experience exist first as ideas in our own mind, either consciously or subconsciously. And one of the great secrets of love is to learn how to clear in harmony ideas from our own consciousness. And from this, in turn, clears in harmonious experience with and relationships for our life. If you deal in that right way with your own thinking, then the people around you will move into right conditions, either in your midst or by moving out of your way. Let me say that again. Remember the first thing I said when I got on this, talking about what this beautiful experience has done for my marriage? In harmony. This is one of the most powerful things you can do for disharmony. Let me read it again to you, because I wanted to make sure I wrote this so clear that you will understand exactly what I mean. If you deal in the right way with your own thinking, meaning if you do the work with your own mind, the people around you will move into the right condition, either in the midst or by moving out of your life. In one way or another, your harmony will be established. So I'm sharing with you a special method for getting your thinking into divine order promptly and surely. This mystical prayer method can add years to your life as it relieves you of unnecessary worry and friction. It can work wonders in your relationships and others. It may even turn enemies into friends, and it surely will add immeasurably to your own mental and physical wealth and health. You can employ this, what I call special method of love, secretly with words. True words are angels. True words are alive with good, and they produce good. But there's a definite method by which you can employ your words and produce angelic results by thinking of the person you are concerned about as having an angel or a higher self to whom you write. Do anybody need to get a pen and paper? Because people saying, slow down. Am I going too fast? All right. By writing to a person's angel, you establish in your own thinking a harmony belief about that person. You radiate harmony feelings to the person subconsciously, and you also recognize and bring alive in that person's consciousness their own higher spiritual self. There's a special power by writing to the angel of a person with whom you seem to cannot reason or help in the usual ways. There's something about written words of truth that reaches to the judgment seat of a person, getting past the emotional blocks of vanity, pride, deception, intellectual arguments, and penetrating their God self. Now, I want you to think about that, and I really want you to get this because this is a powerful tool of healing. There's a special power in writing to someone's angels. And I taught this over the years since I've been on this Love Journey line and have gotten many testimonies. I've known a number of people who have used this special method of love for reaching troubled situations, trouble people, clearing up in harmony. A young doctor who was on the line was going to school, and in, I think she wanted to be in sports medicine, which was, I guess, not easy to get into. And she was really, you know, concerned about how she was going to really. And I told her, just write to the angels. Ask God to show her and establish. And see herself doing it. And so she said the department head was prejudice and sexist. I said, but let me tell you, whatever you're saying, the angels can overcome anything that's humanly given on this earth. There's no racism. There's no sexism. There's nothing that can stop the power of God in us. Let me say that again. I want to stop right there. And I want you to breathe that in. There is nothing that can stop the power of God. Not racism, sexism, any isms, any biasness, anything. I know because I remember one time I had a bet. This was when I was younger. Somebody had bet me. I was in sales at the time. And this particular guy, I was a new salesperson, actually. And this guy came in. He was an older white guy, about 70s, 80s. He was older. And I guess he must have come in a lot, and nobody was able to sell a car, but he didn't sell him anything, actually. And the guy behind me said, I bet you. You won't sell him a car because he don't like women. I said, oh, really? Not that he was gay. He didn't like, you know, he was from a time or thought process that women don't work and women, you know, that sexist kind of stuff. So all he did was put the fire in this fire right here, right? So, you know, he introduced me to him. I just smiled and I just say, how you doing? And I just sat and talked to him for a while. I said, well, come sit at my table. Let's talk. I said, did you come buy a car? He said, no, I don't buy cars from women. I said, oh, okay. So we kept talking and stuff and laughing. And before you know it, this man bought 5 cars for me. And let me tell you, it was a contest coming going. It was so interesting. I was so glad that he had bet me because I probably wouldn't have won the contest. But because I was so far down. I was a new salesperson, you know, trying to get, and he bet me that this man wouldn't buy a car. He didn't buy one car. He bought 5 cars. I'm talking about somebody they said wouldn't buy a car from a woman. And guess who won the contest? And all I did was write to his angels. I started to speak to his higher self. Now, you know, I'm sure that there's better uses for it, but, you know, at that time I was in my 20s, I was young, and, you know, I just wanted to win and be number one. win and be number one. And the angels help me to win and be number one. So you see how even in your small, minute thoughts, that God still blesses you. I'm sure there's a lot of things God can help people with, and all I wanted to do was win and be number one. There's not a prayer and not a time that I've asked the angels, no matter how minute or how large, that they had not blessed me with the correct way to do whatever I needed to do to overcome that particular situation. Let me tell you, most of you all read my book. I was in FBI trouble. I was with the loan shark and all that stuff. And I tell you, writing to the angels, my 91st Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd, and the Our Father prayer, I could go on and on. I'm telling you, this is a powerful technique. And you can even write to your children's angel. And the reason why I say that, sometimes we find our children going down a road that we're not most happy with or whatever, and we think we can write to their angels too. And let me give you some religious, let's get some Bible verses going on so you can see how powerful the angels are. In Genesis 24:40, he says, Jehovah, before whom I walk, will send his angels with thee and prosper thy ways. Let me say that again. Jehovah, this is in the word, Genesis 24:40, before whom I walk, will send his angels with thee and prosper thy ways. I want you to hold on to that thought. Now, the first person that I knew who brought this idea to us, it may have been somebody else, but Emma Curtis Hopkins, she was known as the teacher of teachers in the metaphysical field in the turn of the century, and taught this method in her master classes in Chicago, San Francisco, and a few cities around the country. Many people studied with her at the turn of the century, long before radio, television, and mass media communications were available. Now, Charles Fillmore and his wife founded the Unity Movement, were students of Ms. Hopkins, and the founders of both the religious science and divine science movements were both greatly influenced by her teachers, too. Dr. H.B. Jeffrey, who was reportedly a student of hers, also wrote succinctly of the prayer method in his book, Mystical Teachings. The Holy Bible also contains numerous passages for invoking angel powers in time of need. Abraham promised in Genesis 24:40, Jehovah, before whom I walk, will send his angels with thee and prosper thy ways. Many religious and religions and cultures have taught that our word is our power. Many teachers realize the special power of written words. The Chinese had such an affection for the written word that they have taught the centuries never to tear up a sheet of writing, nor to misuse any paper with written words on it, even if it has no further practical use. The Greeks have long believed that words are filled with cosmic power, that one can do anything with words, build or destroy. Words are powerful. Words that is written. And it's interesting that we say that because I remember, I think it was last year, as many times as I watched the Ten Commandments, I never really heard this statement as the way I heard it last year, or maybe it was year before last. As so it is written, so shall it be. As so it is written, so shall it be. There's something powerful about the written word. You can write to a specific angel to meet a specific need, the angel of divine protection, the angel of healing, the angel of prosperity. If writing to a person's angel in a general way does not get results, sometimes it's more powerful to get specific and write to the angel of the person's particular need. So
such as writing to the angel of protection, the angel of healing, the angel of love and marriage, the angel of harmony and happiness, the angel of wisdom and guidance, the angel of prosperity and wealth, the angel of spiritual growth and understanding. So you can't lose with the stuff you use when you use your spiritual tools, family. Come on, somebody ought to say amen this morning. Now you can write to the person's angel. So you can be more specific. You can write, say your child's name is Joshua. Dear angel of Joshua. And then you write what you want to write. Whatever is coming in your heart or whatever's going on, where if it's your spouse, dear angel of. And if you need to get more specific, then you can write to the specific situation of that particular. You can even write to a community. You can write to the angels of a community. My girlfriend called me because she bought a building and the alderman in that community didn't want her to keep what they were getting ready opening that building, which is a beauty salon. And the alderman said there's too many beauty salons in this community. She's saying, is that the only thing a particular race of people want to open up? And she was livid. She was upset because she bought the building with the idea of this particular lease coming into play. But I guess when the building was sold, I guess the grandfather clause had ended. So she was like, she didn't know what she was going to do, how she was going to change that particular commercial space in the apartments was upstairs into something else. I said, well, let's just write to the angel of the community, write to the angel of the alderman, and I'm going to call a friend who is very close to that alderman to see if we can work it out. Of course, you know, we worked it out, but and she was adamant that she didn't want another beauty salon in the community. So I'm saying to you, there's power in writing to the angel. There's power. Before you travel or go forth into any challenge situation, it's wise to declare the angel of divine protection goes before me, shielding me from any experience that is not of my highest good. Or the angel of divine protection go before me and prepares my way. The prophet Malachi might have been speaking of his angel protector when he said, behold, I send my messenger, and my messenger shall prepare the way before me. That's in Malachi 3:1. Let me say that again. The prophet Malachi might have been speaking of his angels of protection when he said, behold, I send my messenger, and they shall prepare the way before me. Here's a story I heard. Two missionaries were passing through a dangerous jungle region where robbers were waiting to attack them. But as the missionaries approached, they prayed for divine protection. The robbers saw a third person, much larger than life size, traveling with the missionaries and apparently guarding them. The presence of this third person or third party was an angel of protection, both puzzled and frightened by the robbers so that the missionaries were saved from harm. Do you get what I'm saying? The robber came up on the missionaries, saw something that wasn't even physically present, that even the missionaries hadn't saw, and didn't understand why the robbers were frightened. Angels of healing. The Hebrews of old felt that Raphael was the angel of healing. At times you may wish to decree or write out, angel of healing, come forth here and now. Catherine Ponder talks about a story appeared in a newspaper in England many years ago about a woman who had been ill for 5 years and was dying from an advanced tuberculosis. Doctors had long despaired of saving her, and relatives had gathered around as she stopped breathing and appeared to be gone. Minutes later, she suddenly took a deep breath and aroused, and she said conversationally, yes, I am listening. Who is it? And at that moment, those in the room saw an angel bending over her sick bed, replying, your sufferings are over. Get up and walk. Come on, Holy Spirit. When she asked for her robe, it caused a great commotion because she had been bedridden for months. She then walked into another room, asked for food, though she had not had a solid meal for months. And after 5 years of intense suffering, she quickly regained her health, and medical tests revealed there was not a trace of the disease left in her body. Thereafter, she ate well, slept well, and was quite calm and peaceful, and nothing seemed to tire or excite her. The angel had told her that her life was being spared so that she might help to heal others. So she spent a great deal of time in intercessory prayer for the sick in her village, asking the angel of healing to make them whole. Her life took on a new meaning and satisfaction as many healings occurred. Come on, Holy Spirit. Don't tell me what God can't do, family. I'm telling you. I had a lady call me the other day. She is in despair. She is in despair. Somebody from the prayer line said, call Janine. She didn't want to hear me because she's not used to Janine. She's not used to the kind of person I am. So it was hard for her to hear what I got to say. I told her we can write to the angels. We can do this together because I know she didn't have the tools, because most places where we go don't prepare us to live God and to use God every day. You see, people get upset on this line sometimes because they're used to God in a certain way. But I'm asking you today to open your mind to hear God in a different way if this is not something you used to. If this is not your traditional, you still here, don't hang up, don't close your mind. I know I've been taking you a lot of you all out your comfort zone, especially this week, but I'm telling you, God is good. This is a method. Her son just graduated from college and had a mental breakdown. She said he's been a good kid all these years and something happened. He went into a depression. They put him in a mental hospital. He's been there 30 days and she can't stop crying because they got him tied down and they got him on 26 different medications, and the only one I remember is Ritalin. I can't remember the other ones. And she couldn't stop crying to hear what I was trying to tell her. But you know what I did? I asked her for his name. And I said, God, you brought him to me in my presence for a reason. Guess what? We don't have to just write for our own benefit. We can help other people. So I started writing to his angels every day so far. And she texted me back and she said, I want to hear what you got to say now. We haven't talked. I said, well, call me whenever you're ready. You see, the old Janine, when I was younger or when I had so much zeal, I would have been forcing. But God said, stop forcing me on people. The same way I allow people to come to me, be diplomatic. When people are ready, they'll come and eat. Because when people are hungry, what they going to do? When they ain't got nowhere else to turn, what they going to do? They're going to come to me, and I'll show you what to do. So I stopped forcing my methods on people. And the reason why I used to force it, or want to force it, because I love people and I want people to be happy and I want people to live a great life. And I know these things work, but people can only eat when they're ready to eat. They can't eat when they're full. God said, wait till they get hungry, they'll come back. And when the divine time, you share what I inspire you to share with them. Why am I saying this? I'm saying this because I want you to be a creator on this planet. You don't have to be a victim of circumstance. You can create your world and change it. Now, I'm not giving you a testimony right now because I don't, you know, she hasn't called me yet. But I was just giving you the idea that you don't, when things come in your life, you can also share this method with people. You can also write to the angel of prosperity. Once when I was planning a trip, I decided to test the angel method by asking the angel of prosperity to go before me and make prosperous and successful my way. After sending the angels of prosperity before me, something happened that had never happened before. All along the way, people kept blessing me. just the other day, I have a contract on the house I'm purchasing. And I was looking for an inspector, a housing inspector, to inspect, to send to my attorney. And I found this one on the internet. And I felt led because he lived in the community. Or, I mean, his business was in the community. I didn't know he lived until I met him. So when we met up the other day, we were just talking. He was excited to meet me. He said, "I just love your spirit." And I had supposed to stop by the bank, but I was running late, and you know, to get him the money. And guess what? I didn't do it. He said, "Well, just send it to me." I said, "He said I'm gonna give you a discount," and he took $100 off. And I was like, "Wow!" Only because, you know, I had been preparing what I was going to do on this line that morning. And I did an extra because someone had called because they're going through foreclosure. And so I had sent out the extra prosperity angel for her, and God also blessed me. Because there's no separation in blessings. When you get blessed, I get blessed. And when I'm blessed, you're blessed. And the more we get blessed, the more we can bless our community. And the more we can use these tools to become more financially significant, the more we can bless our communities and not expect somebody else to come out our communities to come and bless it. This angel writing method is one of the most powerful methods that you can use. So I gave you a special blessing yesterday with using your energy of divine love, and today I'm giving you the angel writing. These two things together, baby, they're going to think the presence of Christ and came back to the planet in rare form. They're going to say, "Your name, Jesus, what?" I'm telling you, you can write to the angel of prosperity. You can write to be blessed and protected on your trip. You can write to the angels for your marriage. People ask me all the time, "How did you stay with one person 30-something years, 34, I can't even remember now, 35 years, 34, whatever number we at?" Guess what? It wasn't easy when I didn't know, didn't have no tools. I didn't see no blessed marriages when I was coming up too much. Matter of fact, most people was arguing if they were together, and 90% of the people didn't even have marriages. The reason why I talk about marriage, because 90% of the people call me want to have love in their life. And if they marry, guess what? They're having problems in it. And I tell you, people think Janine got some special juice. I keep giving my special juice that all of us got. But if we don't use it, then guess what? You're going to continue to stay in your rat race process. You got to use your tools to get out that process, that dilemma, whatever's going on in your life, whatever. And I promise you, sometimes I wish I could just get in people's body. When that girl called me crying and I didn't even know her, and I don't take on a lot of emotional stuff to the point, to that level. I was in such deep, I had to go into meditation and sage myself because I had internalized her pain. And you can't help heal nobody if you internalize in someone else's pain. Because all you're doing is staying in a painful situation, and all you're doing is bringing energy, of the same kind. So in order for me to help assist people to move into another level, I have to first be in my own vibration of love and how to help assist somebody else in bringing in their, and I guess they just caught me at the wrong time because it took me into a low vibration. I had to move my vibrations back up to assist her from a distance. But I first had to go back in and clear me up. See, I didn't expect to talk about energy today. I really wanted to stay focused on the angel light. But I want to tell you that energy is the most potent thing on the planet because that's everything is energy. So if you're writing to the angels, you know you got to be in a vibration of the angel energy. So learn how to manage your vibrations and your energy. And remember, I don't care how much, that's why they don't want doctors to work on their own patients. You know, personal people that they care and love, because you get too emotionally caught up. And when you emotionally cloud up, you are doing a disservice to the people that you call yourself loving. I remember when my sister called me and told me she had cancer. You would have thought Jadeen and Ingram had cancer. My daughter said one day, Mom, you look like you got a death sentence. And I said, you're right. And guess what? I had to go in there and heal my emotions so that I could be a blessing to my sister as we walk through this journey together. And even if they, and even to the point where I had to prepare myself if they was going, because she loved her hair. She get her hair done every week like clockwork. And they were saying that she was going to lose her hair, and that was a devastating point for her. I said, sis, don't worry. If you go bald-headed, I'm going to go bald-headed with you. We're going to be two bald-headed sisters together. Now, I didn't know, I didn't think I was going to look that fancy with no bald hair, but guess what? I didn't care because I loved her so much. And so then I started hitting and saying, what? She ain't got to lose her hair because that's the norm. And I went in and I started writing to the angels of her hair and healing. And I started, but first I had to manage my own healing so that I could help her. Because I couldn't assist her if I was diagnosed with cancer too. Because you would have thought I was diagnosed with the same thing, but I was healthy. But I had let my mind sink because I forgot in that minute my tools. I had to get back to myself. Somebody had to remind me, you something going on here. My daughter said, Mom, you look like you had a death sentence. What's going on? And I had to get myself emotionally and vibrationally back in order so that I can walk my sister through the process. Yesterday was a real interesting day for me. My girlfriend, who I grew up with from grammar school up, we've been friends ever since she lived in Atlanta, said me, her, and her sisters used to get in trouble together. We used to do some, you know, not bad, you know, kid trouble stuff. Her sister was on life support. And any day she had taken that was my, and then everything kind of rolled into it, just kept triggering. Everything was just, I mean, when I tell you, everything was falling on me. And you know what? I stopped and I said, let me go get me some reflexology. And I just laid in the sun and I asked my little girl self, what did she need and what did she want? Because I was emotionally out of order yesterday. And I had to get myself, and it was interesting because I was on the emotional charge after getting off the Love Journey line. But see, God is good because I needed that message yesterday to reprogram my mind after all the things that was coming at me. A lot of stuff was coming at me. I was like, wow, this is interesting. And all I could do at the end of the day is say, thank God for this day. I cried almost the whole day yesterday. But I was thankful. Now, let me just tell you, if you know Chicago, I lay in the middle of the grass on Michigan Avenue in the sun because I wanted to make sure I was in the sun because I wanted the sun to heal my tears and to heal my energy and to heal my vibrations. And I just surrendered, completely surrendered to all the emotions and let them flow through me. Because the interesting thing is I have created in my life a real interesting process. When I call people, I'm like, yeah, I told a couple of people, yeah, I'm emotionally distant. They didn't believe me. So I had to get off the phone with people because I wanted some emotional support. But I was like, forget it. I'm just going to go and lay in the sun. And let me tell you, it was the most, I was so grateful. And let me tell you, I went and got my reflexology. And normally I get a male guy, some for reason, not that I asked, but I wanted it to be hard yesterday. I wanted them to dig, just get in there, right? But I got this lady, and I was thinking, oh, maybe I should ask for it. But some wouldn't let me, and I'm a person who asks for what I want. And I'm so grateful I didn't change because her hands were so nourishing. It was like my mom was touching me. And as she kept rubbing and reflexology on my body, and my feet, and I had put the rose, she had put rose in the water, and they know me there, so they gave me extra time because they said something, they said, I've never seen you like this, they never seen you. Oh yeah, I'm having an emotional day. I went to Starbucks, I'm having an emotional day, the lady gave me extra stuff. But I'm saying, I was so grateful because her hands just felt so nourishing. And I just felt so relaxed after that. And I just loved myself through the process. And I wrote to my angels, reminding me that God has given charge of the angels over my life. And that I can't lose with the stuff I use if I remember my tools. And so I'm so grateful to share this method to remind you, family, there's not an ill that the angels in love can't heal. There's not a prescription that the loved angels cannot fill. I remember a guy who was on the Love Journey line at the time, and I did this class on this angel. He had a business and he was losing his, he was in the process of losing his business. This was in recession time. And because he had got in the mindset of what was happening in the recession, he started losing. He had like 10 buildings and he drove, he had just bought that new Lexus that just came out at the time, the convertible Lexus. He was a very elegant kind of guy. I love Stuart. And he was just an amazing guy. Lived in a quadrangle building in a penthouse here in Chicago for a while. And he was losing everything. And so I said, you know, I knew he believed in God, but I knew he didn't know all the methods. So I asked him, let's work together to call forth your financial angels to help release what's going on. And he called me, he said, Janine, I wouldn't have never been able to come out this financial limitation and despair if I didn't know how to write to my prosperity angels every day. He said, and I started writing every day to my angels of wealth. And then he got back into financial independence. And let me tell you, what was such a blessing about it is that he had most of his properties with South Shore Bank. They called him and offered him to a small amount of money, you know, offered him the idea that he can, because all his properties was in foreclosure, that if he got a, you know, X amount of dollars, he can buy back all his properties for less than what he even owed before they went into the recession stuff that happened back then. And now tell me God ain't good. You see, I don't know why people keep getting caught up in this worldly stuff and not be reminded that we bigger. God is bigger than a recession. God is bigger than racism and sexism and all the stuff. And I can prove it to you by all the things that people have been through and been able to use. People have come out of bad marriages into good marriages and was in the same marriage. People have found love this way. People have healed the incurable, what they say is incurable. And so that's why I'm excited about this 11th year Sunrise Service. We're going to have people tell their testimonies about the tools they use and learn from the Love Journey. I hope to see you this year. Hope to see you there. Right here in Chicago, August 4th. We're going to be down there where the new yacht club is. So they got million-dollar boats down there, family. And guess what? Just maybe we may rent one of the boats and have fun after party. Who for the after party? Ain't nothing like an after party. All right, family. The angel of release. Angel of release. If you've been unable to gain release from a health, a financial, or human relationship, or any type of problem or situational challenge, writing to the angel of freedom and release can be very effective too. And let me tell you why the angel of release is powerful. We hold on to conditions. I was talking to a lady one day, and she had been dealing with an illness for a long time, but she was diligent about her love for God. And I kept saying to myself, there's got to be a reason why she hasn't been able to release this illness. It occurred to me that when the doctors tell us that we have a certain condition, because of our belief in the idea of illness and all that stuff, sometimes it's difficult for us to release something that has been a part of the journey for so long, and that we don't believe that we can really be healed, even though we say it out of our mouth, but do we really believe it in our deepness of our soul? And so sometimes, unconsciously, it may be a way to get the attention we never got. It may be a way for us to get love. Because do you remember when you were children and you needed your family's attention, and they may have been so busy, so maybe you say, oh, my stomach hurts. Guess what? Because you wanted love. And because you were a child and you didn't really know how to articulate that you just wanted love and attention, you asked. And so, and that's the way you got your parents' attention, was through illness. And so then we grow up and unconsciously do the same thing. And so then when that occurred to me to her, guess what? I called her up and said, give yourself permission to be loved without illness. Give yourself permission to be loved just because you are. And then I gave her this angel writing technique of release, the angel of release. And she was able to claim her freedom from an illness that she had for a long, long time. That's my message today. I know I keep saying I'm going to do better at keeping us closer to an hour. But I know I went long on all the things we talked about today. But this is a powerful method to heal, to prosper, and to be living the life we desire. If there's any questions about this, you can press 1 on Blog Talk Radio, which is the 602 number. And if you're on teleconference line, you can just press 1. I think I said that backwards. I know I said it backwards. If you're on the 602 Blog Talk Radio, press 1. 602-753-1902. If you're on teleconference, then press *6. That's the 712-432 number. People say, I've been trying to get in. I said, what line are you on? 602. I said, well, I told you to press 1 on 602, 1. 602, press 1. If you're on 712, *6. All right. That's the angel method of healing, manifesting, and creating. I call it the special method of love. All right, family, I just want to make sure that you don't have any questions, because this is powerful. This is powerful. All right, I love you all, and I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice, family. And remember, don't just dream your God-sized dreams. Live them. Live them, family. The power is in you, and you have the power to create. This is love, family. This is love. I know I've been playing the song Love Will Find a Way, but that song's just been staying on my mind. I hope I don't wear you out, but I'm going to play it one more time today, because I want you to always remember love will find a way. I can see the tears that are in your eyes, but the truth lives in your soul that love will find a way. I know sometimes you feel lonely with all the things that's going on in your life, but love will find a way. Love will find a way. Isn't that interesting? That love will find a way every time. I know that if the word says, tell me, are you going through changes? Time seems like it's passing by. Just believe that love will find a way. He said, I see the pain in your eyes. So many times you were lonely and no one seemed to care. But if hopes for your tomorrow are drowning in your sorrow, know your heart will show you the way. Are you trying to find a beginning or something just to hold on to? Always know that love will find a way. Is it hard, this life you're living? Does the world seem so unkind? Don't you worry. Love will find a way. And that song just been touching my heart, family. So I know I probably will. You know, my kids talk about me because I will wear a song out. Yes, I will. And I admit it. So I love you all. And I just want to remind you as this weekend moves in that love will find a way. You've been tuned into the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. That's me. Thank you, family. Have a prosperous, love-filled weekend. Today, Friday or Thursday? I don't know. I think it's Friday. Talk to you all in the next go-round. Love you, love you, love you.
Are you feeling down? Seems like it's passing by. Just believe that love will find a way. I see the tears you cry. I see the pain that's in your eyes. So many times you were so lonely and no
find a way.
Well,
Wow. I don't know. Did anybody feel that like me? I felt that right there. Love will find a way. And when I think about yesterday's message, I remember God said, love will find a way. Love will find a way no matter what. Y'all know how I am. I'm almost ready to play it again. That's how much I feel about that song right now. But you know what? I won't keep y'all with that song. Maybe I'll play another song. Oh, what should I play? I've been feeling Mesa. I'm going to play one more song. This is my song right here, y'all. I've been playing this a lot, too. Inside My Dreams, y'all. God said it's like a fish.
And I've been awakened by a story my mind is telling my heart.
Come on, yeah.
Alive.
Phenomenal weekend. I love you.